Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the ninth day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Seems like it's going to be a pretty nice day. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Joe Biden. Pervy Joe. Joe the pedophile. Joe Biden claims a U.S. obligation to give illegal aliens free health care. Ooh, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Joe Biden, you know, fucking pervy Joe, likes to touch little children Joe, U.S. obligation, in quotation marks, to give illegal aliens free health care. You know, once you hit about fucking 50, 55, I think it is, you know, they'll just let your fucking ass die if you're an American national. I mean, in healthcare, shit, man, you have to have a tooth go completely abscessed, you know, to get into a dentist so you can pay a fucking $100 to have the son of a bitch pulled out while they're putting gold fucking caps on those dirty little bastards down at the southern border. You know, though that recolonization force. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Former Vice President, current Democratic candidate for President, Joe Biden, feels the United States has an, quote, obligation to give free health care to illegal aliens. Where do you get that free fucking obligation from there, Joey? You just say it and you make it so you, I mean, that's another little fucking worm. I mean, I've seen him talk tough, you know, this day, I mean, I hate Trump's guts, and you know it. But we're talking about, I'll take him out behind here. Yeah, I'll take you out behind the fucking shed, you punk bitch. What a piece of dog shit. Obligation to give free health care to illegal aliens. Oh, really? The leading Democratic candidate made his pronouncement at a campaign stop in Los Angeles, California, on Wednesday, replying to a reporter who asked if illegals who are, quote, law-abiding. Well, if you're fucking illegal, I mean, do these people even realize what they're goddamn writing? this, if it, somebody who is committing a crime is an illegal who are law-abiding, deserve federal benefits. Biden eagerly agreed. I think that anyone who is in a situation where they're in need of health care, and like I said, you're American national, you get about my age, yeah, you know, they'll deny you. They'll you fucking die. They do a cost risk analysis when you go into the hospital. They'll get on their computer and do a cost risk analysis on you. And if it comes out in the computer that you're liable to make more money, you know, pay in more money in taxes and make more money for the fucking system than it costs to fucking fix you, they'll do it. If not, you're fucking dead. They'll deny your fucking health, any kind of fucking help. And then we all know it. While we got, you know, the fucking teams of doctors and fucking dentists and the fucking healthcare fucking professionals we're paying for down there on the fucking southern border to take care of the fucking invaders coming into our country. The former vice president added, we need to, quote, tone down the rhetoric. You ain't heard rhetoric yet, you piece of shit. You know, he's like Jeb Bush was in that. I mean, it's all a fucking act, and we all fucking know it. We all know that the illegitimate corporation can't hold a fucking vote. We all know that the whole apparatus is a goddamn fraud, and everything that stems from it is a fucking fraud. And the only electing that's going on is the straw man corporation fucking idiots and the industry motherfuckers and sellout goddamn Tory militia motherfuckers in this country that's fucking consenting to this shit, who make up about 20. They don't even, at this point in the ballgame, I don't believe they make up 25% of the population. They showed Trump at one of his rallies and I watched the camera angles. They're getting to where they're taking the side angle shot. They claim there's 12,000 people there. You know, at a big high school, you'll see more fucking people than he drew. I think that all he's got left is just the you know, the good old boys, the Masons, and every place he goes, they're called out, every one of them, to bring them, and everybody who wants to brown nose them and kiss their ass, that they better show up there too, and they better applaud. And you know what I didn't see a whole lot of? Is those fucking red hats, those Trump tards, where they're getting the hint. People, like the people out there telling them, you're a fucking retard. Trump tard. Trump tard. In a situation where they need health care, regardless of whether they are documented or undocumented, we have an obligation. Where does this fucking obligation come from, pedophile Joe? Where does this fucking obligation come from? Go to another fucking country and tell them, go tell them I have a right to, you gotta give me fucking free health care. Any country, do it. See what you get told. They'll say, fuck off. Yeah, the fact, like in the song, they'll come to the USA. You'll end up in Siberia or something. They'll put you in a fucking dungeon. They'll fucking put you up against the goddamn wall as a spy. I have no obligation to nobody, but I have nothing but the Bill of Rights of my own fucking people. And I have an obligation to see your fucking ass tried and convicted. And I have an obligation to staple your fucking eyelids to your forehead, you pedophilic piece of shit. And put that big 40 by 20 mirror in front of you so you can watch yourself do the shit dance. That's what I have an obligation to.
Henry, it's Katie. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you today?
Okay. Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Okay, good. Good. Me too. I just want to let you know, speaking of the illegals, apparently Trump did some rally. It may be the same one you're talking about that he saw, but somebody called out and said... They were talking about the wall, this and that, and they said, regarding the illegals, one of the people that were there said, shoot them. And he's we can't do that. And, you know, and anyway, he went on to say that they can't even arm the border patrol. We don't give guns to the border patrol. They do it in other countries. We don't do that here. So those guys are down there with no guns.
Border patrol? There's a border patrol in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that word means what they think it means, because in other countries the goddamn border patrol they are armed. And whether, you know, when they had that last operation, not this last operation, where I can't remember, it was like Bush 2, they had I can't remember what they called it, but a bunch of militia went down there to the border, and they gave them guns, but they didn't give them no clips.
Yeah. Well, no, he flat out said. He said not even the Border Patrol. I mean, they don't have guns.
Well, the phony son of a bitch, he's sitting there talking about, well, it's being overrun. He just now stood up. He stood up a couple of weeks ago and told them they had a year freebie. Just anybody that wants. That's why they're pouring in here. Because they know, he's already said, if Mexico doesn't stop this, we ain't going to stop it. He sure as hell ain't going to stop it. His elitist ass wants slave labor just as bad as the next fucking criminal international fucking piece of shit. But if you've got a whole year, I mean, that just said you got a year, you can fucking come right across the border. Nobody's going to, we're going to give you a check and we're going to give you a bus ticket or a plane ticket to any neighborhood you want to go to. And you can start hunting the fucking children. You can start looking for the little girls you want to rape and the little boys you want to rape and the people you want to hack up with your machetes and the rest of you, you know, that's sneaking around there, New Mexico. You can come up and you can be green card fucking Gestapo for us, green card fucking Blackwater for us. That's what's going on. I mean, for him to even, I cannot believe, well, you know, it has to be, like I said, the Masons. When he's coming to a place, all the lodges get together and they tell their fucking people to go out and, you tell your people that are enjoying the advantage of being sucking your ass or being a brown noser to you and all your brother Masons that they better be there and they better be clapping. But what I tell you, it really amazed me. The ones that were standing behind me, they had white hats on with, said USA on them. But I was looking for those red hats, and I wasn't seeing a whole lot of them, man. Because I think it's become pretty well established. I mean, from the bottom up, as always, you're a fucking Trump tard. You are re-fucking tarded. You think you're going to sell that shit to me? We're close to people getting punched in the goddamn nose for even bringing that prick up. I think anyone, in that situation, you dirty piece of shit. That's why I think we need more clinics around the country. Like I said, man, if you're a poor white person that's living in a tent city, man, they don't give a shit if you get, it's a game they're playing. You know, it's like there was a thing on Willie Nelson and Katie, it was you, I heard that came up and showed him, you know, they're advocating for the fucking invasion, the poor little children, the greatest nation in the history of fucking this earth. And it's going to be taken by little children and pricks like goddamn Willie Nelson, that treasonous little bastard. I'll never listen to nothing he ever fucking plays again. He is a fucking traitor. But they're growing few and far in between as this thing, you know, it's starting to affect everybody. I mean, they come on and they tell you how wonderful you're doing. You're going, everybody I know said, bullshit. What do you think? It pisses people off just that part. It's just like, you think I'm fucking stupid? You know, they're only putting that out there for their own fucking retards. You know, for their own, what they call their base, the evangelicals who are so supportive of the fucking adulterer, you know, the guy that pays off the fucking prostitute so that they won't tell the stories of him, you know, screwing him while his wife was pregnant with their kid and whatever. I mean, it's being shown for the menagerie. It is. I think, you know, they had this thing. I seen him talking about it was down in Florida to let people in jail vote. I think they are desperate to get any fucking buddy to vote. And what you're going to see is you're going to see massive fucking voting by fucking illegals in this goddamn country. Because I believe that people are smart. No, I mean, I'm unregistered to vote, and I tell everybody I fucking see, you either unregistered to vote or you're a goddamn traitor. And I'll tell them why. And I think that people have realized, fuck, there's no voting your way out of this shit. What's your choice going to be? Donald fucking Trump, who is going to end DACA on day one and send every one of them back, and now we're seeing them come fucking pouring over our border. I mean, just a fucking, this is an invasion. Shit, this makes other invasions in the history of this country. Well, this country's never been invaded, but like over in Normandy, you know, when they invaded Normandy and fucking took France, and that was a hell of an invasion. That was a hell of, I mean, the logistics involved, my God. But this it makes it pale in comparison, and they're doing with little fucking kids. And you'll have one article that says, well, most of them coming there now are not family units. And the very next article, it says, you know, they're all family units. I mean, it's just become so fucking ridiculous that nobody, it's like Syria. You know, it finally reached the point where people got it through their fucking heads. You know who ISIS is? It's the fucking mercenary armies hired by Israel and the United States to go in and disrupt these fucking countries and cause civil war so that they can change the regime so that they can steal the people's fucking resources. It took a while, I mean, but pretty soon, I mean, when you get, see them called ISIS and then Al-Qaeda and all this stuff, and then you find out, and they because they pass a law, they've already put people in prison for, sending money to, like, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and then they have to change that fucking law because they're the ones, they get caught, find out, you know, if people find out, they're sending the fucking money. That's, it's just like that, with ISIS when it began there in Iraq. We fucking put that fucking army in place. We put the tanks in place. All the machinery that was used to kill our own people, to kill our, I mean, this has just become the norm, to kill our own people. We put that fucking army together. And they said up there, we have an Iraqi army, and you know, we have put our puppet government in place. And as soon as they fucking pulled out, which was the plan, because we're to fight this ism for the rest of fucking eternity until there's nobody left, because and there's just one mountain of gold left, because the other mountains of gold will have to go sooner or later too, because there only can be one at the top of the pyramid. But we put that fucking army in place, and as soon as we pulled out, they just simply walked into the fucking dressing room, took off the fucking khakis, put on the fucking black pajamas, came out and jumped right in. We trained them too, by the way. I mean, goddamn missiles on fucking lowboys, you know, those big missile things and shit, to kill our own fucking people, for the fucking Jews, to keep this fucking industrial war complex fucking, I mean, Jesus, I think of the money that has been spent, you know, just on fucking war. You know, and all the war has been for is to take the resources of other peoples and turn them over to our Jewish masters over there in Tel Aviv, and the industry, and to feed the fucking endless, unquenchable fucking thirst of the industrial war complex that we were. I mean, it's just like when Kennedy came up. You know, he told you about the New World Order. He actually tried to do something about it. Last fucking president that ever, you know, acknowledged that he was the president actually of a country, he still wasn't the president of the United States, because that position left in 1869. But he was going to do something against these international son of a bitches who had world slavery. So he was going to get rid of the CIA, the FBI, the Federal Reserve. He actually printed fucking $40 billion worth of Yankee greenbacks. Real money backed by American money backed by American resources, and they blew his fucking head off. But people, I mean, like it's taken a while, and you know, I think they're just a little bit behind on shutting the internet down and blacklisting us all, everybody who tells the truth. I think it's too late. The truth is out there too hot and heavy. There's other articles here that show that. Anyway, go ahead.
Can you imagine reading that crap, Henry, when we were growing up as kids? Reading an article like this, you know.
Just wouldn't have happened. It just wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have dared it. It took years of, I mean, one of the things they did, you know, in the 60s when they took over, you know, first they changed the standard that you had to denounce your former citizenship to become an American, naturalized American, and you had to learn the English language, you had to learn the history, and you had to pass a fucking test on it. And you had to, like I said, denounce your former citizenship, because you were now an American if you went to war. I mean, it was like the Japanese Americans here during World War II, who were, you know, they had, those people actually had denounced their former citizenship as Japanese citizens. And then, but hey, man, they were working on war powers. They were working on, it was already established in 1869. It's just different things they did to plug the apparatus in until you reach the point to where we're at today, to where they're coming right out in your fucking face and saying, no. You do not have authority over the government. The government has authority over you. And I mean, this is the end game. And when they're talking about, yeah, the government, I mean, I heard somebody say it the other day. I can't remember. God damn, it might have been Napolitano. if they were talking about the Facebook and, you know, the censorship and shit, and they said, yeah, it's just these private corporations. They don't have to. See, the Bill of Rights was written for the government. No, by God, it was not. We can't violate one another's rights. The government can't violate our rights. It, as the government, it's beneath us. We have superior jurisdiction. And a corporation? Well, see, that's where, you know, our argument that we put forth is unique. Because it deals with this very, you know, that's like I talked about Lockheed Martin yesterday. And how they got busted fucking, you know, stealing the food stamp money. There's a ruling called Goldberg versus Kelly, you know, and then this kind of they just said to hell with that ruling. It was a corporate ruling, but it did say that it did an administrative hearing from the administration that you know, like the welfare people. If you go, you have to take an administrative hearing. You can't take this to a court. And because they operate under the Uniform Commercial Code, the Uniform Commercial Code does not contain the Bill of Rights, so they can just go ahead and violate them. Well, see, we took care of that fucking argument here. Because the bottom line is every contract, it's just simple fucking fact of law. Every contract, I mean, I don't care from the municipal level to the county level to the state level to the federal level to international treaties, is dependent upon the Constitution for its authority to exercise any authority. It has to come from somewhere. You can't just make it up. Now, amongst ourselves, in our contracts in the common law, without the government stamp, with the government, the third party in it that's going to decide if there's any kind of conflict when we're in the common law, now, those goddamn contracts they have jurisdiction through we the people, our contracts between one another. If there's a problem with the contract, if there's a violation of the contract, it goes straight into the common law through the jurisdiction of the individuals involved, and a jury of 12 of their peers decides the right and the wrong of it, and that is the fucking law, and there's no law higher in this goddamn land. But with these this idea that corporations somehow, you know, see, the ninth article reads what it fucking reads. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now, that's plain fucking English. You cannot create an authority that removes the fucking rights of the people. What they've done is they created this illegal corporation in violation of the ninth article. And then they created the illegal 14th Amendment, saying we're subject to the legislations of the states and the federal governments. Now, see, that was a direct violation of the ninth, because no such authority could ever be created, because it's exactly what they did with it. They fucking started writing legislation to remove your rights, and they had no authority. The ninth article says you can't do it. That's the people's law, the superior law of this land. It is the common law jurisdiction that lives in each and every American national. They just fucking can't do it. It's all been done as an act of fraud and as an act of sedition and treason. And they fucking know it. I mean, in the beginning, even myself, you know, I just said, well, man, these guys have just gotten clear off a fucking track. They just do not understand. These things can't jive together. It's like when I talk about holding up the Constitution and the idea of asset forfeiture. One exists or the other exists. They both can't exist in the same fucking document, in the same plane. And the Bill of Rights is the controlling fucking document because it is the authority of the people. And then the Constitution, the powers that were delegated by the people. They didn't just acquire these powers. This was what the people agreed. Okay, you can have this little bit of power to do this. But then they insisted on that preamble, which was those 10 articles of our Bill of Rights, that said this is what you cannot fucking do ever. This is power you will never fucking have. And then what they did was they wrote their unlawful 14th Amendment, and then they started writing their unlawful legislations. So, because you take any other part of the Constitution, the original Constitution, If you wanted to change it in any way, you did, you couldn't legislate it. You couldn't just legislate, well, we're going to change it to the, you know, well, they did. After the 14th Amendment, I mean, it's just like removing the obligation, the only authority that exists for the commerce of this country, because they had the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, was that this is how it works. The Congress would allocate monies, the Treasury would mint the fucking monies, and it would be debt-free currency to operate under free enterprise system. And see, but when they started bringing in these fucking international banks to start running fucking banks in this fucking country instead of the government, see, it was the government's charge to provide the currency so that no outsiders could ever fucking take over, the like Rothschilds, just like he said, I care not who does the voting or who anybody votes. I don't care what the laws are, as long as I control the currency. But our law forbid bastards like that son of a bitch from coming in here and taking over using currency, foreign currency. It's all supposed to be, that's how you kept America America and kept it belonging to American nationals. And that's why it was fucking there. And they couldn't just write a goddamn piece of legislation, we're going to allow this bank in here. Well, that ain't, you just changed the Constitution. And the Constitution, you have to go to Article 5 for a ratification, and the proposal you're making cannot fucking violate the Bill of Rights. You cannot violate the Article 9 of the Bill of Rights, which it did, because we never granted any such authority, and no authority could exist to allow fucking outsiders. And see, this is what the founders knew, our true founders, the anti-federalists. This is what they told you. They told you this was going to happen. If this is how they bring in an outside currency, that kind of power from an outside, that's what they were supposed to protect us from. That's why that clause was put in the Constitution, that we will mint our own money, and it will be silver and gold, it will be debt-free to operate our commerce inside our country. And what did they do? Without fucking authority and violation of the Ninth Article, because they could create no authority that would allow for anything power beyond the fucking Constitution, beyond what the people granted. But we're going to have this. I mean, Andrew Jackson, you know, the fight against the banks, but it was already over there. I mean, he was a fucking aristocrat. It was just all, back then, it was all squabbling and fighting over who was going to steal what our property from us, who was going to get the wealth of our country and steal it from us and take it from us without due process of the law guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. Anyways, we'll get back into this in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch my-
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:56 Pacific Time. And that was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. And you need to have all and thousands of rounds of ammunition because you're going to do this thing. Excuse me. Fact is, this war is already on, people. There's people dying every day. And people, and I mean, they have made it goddamn plain and clear that they do not recognize what he said. You know, like I was talking about the, I don't know who was on the, one of the fucking, it was on the stupid box. I said, corporations don't have to abide by the Constitution, I mean, by the Bill of Rights. Well, then that would mean that the corporate United States of America does not have to, they're having to work it in. Because it's becoming obvious, because the shout is coming up from the bottom, but it's getting there. And it's becoming so goddamn evident that they cannot deny it. So now they're saying corporations don't, then pretty soon say, well, the United States is actually a corporation. We don't have to recognize the Bill of Rights. Bang. Maybe people will get it then. Maybe people make their fucking decision and get their minds right and get rid of these dirty bastards. But we were talking about old, fucking pedophile Joe. And as I wanted to finish this because it just gets worse. Unlike other Democrat candidates, Biden has not endorsed Medicare for all, but neither has he denounced the idea. As to illegal aliens, Biden has previously exclaimed that they are already American. He's exclaimed it. This son of a bitch. Come exclaim it to me, you motherfucker. And we'll go and see if you can whip my ass out behind the shed. What a fucking dirtbag fucking, into it up to his neck. They own him. The Jews own him. They're playing a game anyway. This Trump thing is working too fucking good for him. Even though the people have figured it out, they're gunning up because they know that we're past it. We're past the goddamn lies. We're past the fucking cons. I mean, you played a hell of a con, boy. I'll give you that. You played a hell of a con in 2016. And a lot of stupid people who are now sitting there with their fucking heads hanging, embarrassed that they were fucking, you know, taken in that easily by a two-bit carnival barker. It's close to time. Because, like I said, if nothing else, they're pumping this fucking recolonization force in as fast as they can. He just gave a year. Just bring in as many. Ain't nobody going to stop you for a year. Come one, come all. All you international workers that want to come take a fucking American's life away from them, come one, come all. And like I said, also coming up through Mexico, they're getting the people that will walk down that fucking bank, I mean, of the bank of that ditch, and put that 40 caliber hollow point in the back of your fucking head, because they hate your goddamn guts anyway. And they know they get it. They think they get more than they got as slaves down there, but they'll be brought down to the same level that they were in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador, because they're the kind of people that'll stand for that shit. But we aren't. And that's, therein's where their problem lies. And Biden, he exclaimed it. Did you fucking piece of shit? You dirty dog shit eating dirty motherfucking pedophile. He exclaimed it, people. Well, goddamn, man, that just takes care of everything. If Joe Biden exclaimed it, I guess they're all fucking Americans, right? In a 2014 speech to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C., the then vice president declared that the millions of illegal aliens in the United States are already American citizens. They're already American subjects under the 14th Amendment. They may be, but us American nationals aren't. They're not American nationals. We are. The country belonged to us, and we will fucking fight you, and you're going to know you fought somebody. I don't care. This is our fucking home. This is our turf. This is our barrio. You know the 11 million? I love the way they threw that in there. The 11 million? That was 22 million, then 40 million, which is really probably about 110 million by now, and growing daily. They just let another 100,000+ in yesterfuckingday. Million people living in the shadows. I believe they're already American citizens. Teddy Roosevelt said it better. And Teddy Roosevelt was a goddamn communist. He said Americanism is not a question of birthplace or creed. The hell it isn't. This was our country, won by our great-great-great-great-grandfathers, taken from a fucking king. It was handed down to us as our fucking heritage. The wealth, all of it, belongs to the American nationals, each individual American national. And you can't, there's only one way it can be taken from us, lawfully. And that's by another American national through the common law courts that you got rid of. So we're at war. There is no fucking law in this country. There is no fucking law in this world except the law of the gun. We understand it. Make sure we got it, Joe boy. You piece of dog shit. Birthplace or creed or of line of descent. We see what we did is we formed a corporation. We got rid of that fucking republic back in 1869. And there is no line of descent in a corporation. We were talking about the money earlier. What did they do after 1869? Well, that's when they got rid of the goddamn, the minting of the gold and the silver and the debt-free currency. And they went into business as a corporation with the international banksters to bring in a debt currency. It had the Constitution. You're not operating under that after 1869. Because you couldn't have a fucking currency with a debt attached to it. That's how countries are stolen. The people that were the anti-federalists, they understood this because they went through it in England. They are the ones that fostered the fucking uprising that was hijacked and called a revolution by the same fucking aristocrats serving the king in the colonies. That's who they rose up against. And now here's one of these, this little fucking Irish prick, man. I'd love for that tough guy to get tough with me. That's all I can tell you. You know, the 11 million living in the shadows, I believe they're already American citizens. We did Teddy Roosevelt. Excuse me. Well, that's what you get when you get spring. You get allergies and they start the pollen's just falling here like rain. Teddy Roosevelt said it better. He said, Americanism is not a question of birthplace or creed. You wouldn't find out, you son of a bitch. Yes, it is. Why in the hell else would you have, you don't have a goddamn nationality. You don't have a nation. You do not have a sovereign nation unless it is handed down from generation to generation of American national to American national. And you're going to have to find the fucking paper where my one of my grandpas signed it off and signed off my rights, and he couldn't even do that. Nobody could do it. Bill of Rights forbids it. That's why, see, they hate that Bill of Rights, and they talk about, we're going to get amend the Second Amendment. Well, you can't, and you know you fucking can't. It's just like taking the guns. If they could have done it, they would have already done it. They'll talk about it and try to act like they have some kind of a fucking authority to fucking, in the name of safety, you know, because they'll go to that god, the other open subject matter in the original Constitution, the common good, you know, for act for the common good of the people. Well, the people.
Sign a piece of paper.
Go ahead, brother.
Sign a paper.
Yeah, sign a piece of paper. It don't matter. I mean, the bottom line. That's what the word unalienable means. You can't give your fucking rights away. They're there. It's like, you know, you can't give your, it's non-removable. It's absolute. It can never be changed. That's why, you know, Charlie, you're the one that's actually said it before. There's not so much as a comma change. They can't. They know they can't. All they can do is try to play this fucking legalese game on us where you're a 14th Amendment subject and you're subject to our jurisdiction. And if we tell you you can't have a gun, well, it doesn't matter what that Bill of Rights says. You want a fucking bet? Because that original uprising, that was about the fucking rights. It wasn't about, you know, goddamn, like I heard one of them say today, these goofy bastards, they're putting up these, they're polling people. They're polling again. And they said that the number one issue to the American to the Americans today is the economy. Well, in a sense, that's correct. The way they play with words and the way that they turn and twist things. Because it is about the economy. It's about a fucking invasion force here stealing what belongs to us and making us fucking poor and putting us out on the fucking street and making us homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered. But then they had immigration. It was only important to 18% of the people. I mean, just how, like I said, are they trying to piss us off? Or are they just going to, do they think that evangelical, see, that's how they did it for so long with like Reagan. God, I watched those bastards come out with the evangelical thing. Like these are the most fucking immoral people, these evangelicals that I have ever seen. I mean, look at Jim Baker. Look at Jerry Farwell. I mean, they're fucking horrors in their goddamn horror houses and shit. And they get busted and they cry. They cry to get busted, but you know, embezzling fucking tons of fucking money. They just cry. Oh, Jesus, please forgive me. They think that little, see what they know is it's come down to just the core of the communists, because the people that out there that were voting communism, that they're realizing what the fuck it's all about. Because the message is getting, no matter, they can't stop the message. You can't stop the truth. And the truth is getting through. So what they've got left are two cores, and I've got to believe that they probably down to about 18% of the fucking population, and about an even match of core communists and core Fabian socialists, like you know, the dirty Masonic dirty church cabal, and the good old boys in this country, the zillionaires that aren't on Forbes' list that want the control back, the ones that originally fucking removed. I thought they were going to remove your sovereignty, that your ancestors fought a king to become. Wait, I mean, think about that. That's what the fucking colonists fought for. They fought the fucking greatest empire on planet Earth. Why? What were they fighting for? Sovereignty. Their own sovereignty. They would not be a sovereign of the king, because that means the king owns everything, including you. You're property of somebody. They would not be other people's property. They would not be slaves. And now here they are again, you know, fucking, just like I said, they come up to, oh, look, corporations don't have to recognize the Bill of Rights. Well, that's what they've been putting out there. But I'll tell you what, they're going to fucking hang, because that Bill of Rights is the fucking law, and we will fucking enforce it. It's the only fucking law. It is the only authority in this goddamn country. And no fucking corporation. That means two or three fellas get together and, well, we don't have to recognize your rights. I can't violate your rights as an individual. You can take my ass straight to a common law court using the common law jurisdiction in you. But, oh, a corporation, because it's a contract thing, see, it's different. Well, like I said, every contract depends ultimately on the Constitution that doesn't exist anymore. So none of your fucking contracts are any good. And you can't contract my rights away. You can't legislate my rights away. The Ninth Article says no authority can exist in this fucking United States to touch them. That's why they haven't been touched. Like I said again with the guns, if they could have done it, they would have done it already. But they think they're just going to do it, you know, legalese. Just establish it. Just, if you can just establish it. It's like this, the economy thing I talked about. You know, and they're doing the same shit right now. You know, they got the big drops in the stock market I was watching just before I came upstairs. They got, I mean, like, so many, and they're telling you, this is so many billions of dollars of losses, right? No, it ain't. This is why the fucking gas is $3.35 a gallon down the road here. I should be paying 2 cents a gallon for it, considering that the resource that I'm sitting on should not be allowed to be manufactured nowhere but within the boundaries of the United States. Fuck, we'd all be rich. These international son of a bitches. This is the crown heads of Europe. It is the Illuminati. They want to come in and just come into your place, just like in Yemen. Just like every country that they've fucking invaded. They're doing the same thing to us. They think they're just going to come in here and they're just going to just take our fucking resource away from us. And then take, I mean, the reason the gas is $3.35 a gallon is because they lost that money. They didn't lose shit. Because it's the petrodollar. And if they they sit down at around a table and Trumpy's there and fucking Joe Biden's there probably diddling a little child while he's at it, they all shit through the same hole. And they're sitting there going, well, we're going to do this thing with China thing here, and it's going to pull this money, but see, it's going to pull this much money off. This is just a fucking other con game. And then we're going to tell the people, well, the economy's lost 900 whatever zillion dollars. But we put sanctions on Venezuela and Iran because they have to be stopped. This communism you're a communist, you son of a bitch. What are you talking about? No, you're trying to steal the fucking peoples of those lands. They're trying to steal the resources. Just like they had Iran's, all the oil companies had control over all the oil fields in Iran under the puppet, the Shah, that the fucking United States and Israel put in place. And all the fucking wealth that was coming from those people's oil was going to fucking Israel and the international bankers there was the United States, the big bully, fucking taking it away from them. So Iran said, you know what? Fuck you. Get out. And they ousted that Shah and they naturalized all their oil fields. That's why they've been the terrible people, those Persians. They must be destroyed. They are the enemy of the United States. They are going to come in. I mean, and they created through, you know, their first fucking war that with the 9/11 bullshit, you know, supposedly 15 fucking Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians. If the story was true, which it ain't, this is the false flag they sold you, blew up the World Trade Center, so we attacked Iraq. What? We attacked, well, we found this yellow cake uranium. They're making weapons of mass destruction. And nobody, I mean, it's just like pretending they care about children. They talk about, you know, why are we attacking the Iraqis? Well, they're making weapons of mass destruction, so you fucking drop those fucking daisy cutters on them. You know, the fucking biggest thing you can drop besides an atomic bomb, you level fucking Baghdad. You kill their fucking women and children by the fucking hundreds of thousands. And that ain't a weapon of mass, a daisy cutter, I guess that's a good bomb. That ain't a weapon of mass destruction. You destroyed a whole fucking civilization. But that's not what they might have made a weapon of mass, because they were making a weapon. Then it was found out they weren't. There was no yellow cake or uranium. That was a lie. So, of course, the international law, because we have international laws, because we had to put that together because we could never let the Holocaust happen again. It was to protect the Jews. That's why all these international courts came together, isn't it? After fucking World War II, to prosecute the Germans. And boy, they had the power and the law, man. You would be taken to an international court for genocide. You committed genocide on the people of fucking Iraq. And, well, geez, just like there's some people, it's just like in this country. Too big to jail. Too big to try for genocide, even though it happened right in front of everybody's fucking eyes. We all watched it. And here we sit to fucking day. The same goddamn shit, different day. Murdering people in other countries. I mean, and I just love it. Like this guy that got, you know, the pardon from Trump yesterday. Here he is with a naked body and a fucking gun with in his hand and 2 bullets in the fucking guy he murdered. But oh man, that would see that. No, we can come over here. He doesn't go to an international court for fucking international war crimes. It's like the goddamn Israelis dropping phosphorus on fucking on the Gaza Strip. And man, I can't get that image out of my mind. It's like the shock and awe when I seen that truck loaded down with little fucking children and that woman wailing. I'll never get that out of my mind. But I'll never get out of my mind when this was supposed to be a war crime. You know, it's just like the crimes in this fucking country here. There's no way to prosecute them because they removed the people's authority. We were the only people that could prosecute in this country. We prosecuted one-on-one. It had to be one-on-one. I could prosecute 10 people, but I'd prosecute each one of them as an individual within the common law jurisdiction. But now that we've got the admiralty that has come onto our shores, that they go, oh, we never needed that Bill of Rights. Remember, the Federalists made it clear, you don't need that. The only authority we have is ends where the fucking ocean. You're going out in the ocean? Where we have a problem? I mean, it's never going to be on your land. And then came Washington, then came the fucking 14th Amendment. And then came Washington, D.C. The District of Columbia. It ain't a state. It's a military citadel. It's for your benefit so that we can more efficiently guard your rights and guard your fucking property pretty much. Like they're guarding it right now as they pour over the fucking border. We're going to fight people. It's just where and when. That's the only fucking question that is left to be settled, is where and when. Will it be, they're bringing in, they've already got their army landed. They have already got a fucking 150-mile wide, 2,000-mile long fucking beachhead. They have their, and they're pumping their fucking troops in. We're sitting there watching them. Man, goddamn, would the Germans would have liked to had something like this. And I mean, if somebody would have, they were pretty smart people. Just thought it up. Hey, let's send the kids. Let's say the kids are all refugees of war. And they're going on in, they're going to go on into Poland and go on in there and just send the kids. And the parents, you got to bring the parents. You can't separate parents and kids. Everybody knows that. And then we'll send them in and they'll just take over the body politic and just remove the fucking laws of that land. And then one day we'll just put Germany on it. Wouldn't that have been sweet?
Well, how do they take away kids every day?
It's because they love them, Charlie. And they don't believe in breaking up families. Well, they believe in breaking up American national families because we're a fucking threat to them. But you can't break up a foreign invasion. See, if you can just, as long as you bring your children with you with the foreign invasion, we can't. Well, I know they're coming here to take everything we got and fucking put us in a fucking ditch, but there's nothing we can do with it. They brought kids. You want to fucking bet? I mean, right now over in Yemen, there's probably a bomb dropping. I mean, did you see what they did to those people? Murdering. I mean, pregnant women that's different. That's different when that United States corporation is murdering for the fucking Israelis over in another country. It's different. Those kids, I see those Yemenese children, they're different than these kids down on the border that are fucking, that they're being rented. I mean, why go down and apply for a fucking a visa to come into the country when you can rent a kid on Craigslist down on the border? I mean, I got to believe they're not even, they talk about them taking them back down to Honduras and shit, but I don't believe it. I believe that they got them right there, rent-a-center, just across the fucking border. When we just gave them $1.4 million to the Mexican government to fucking get them down there to that Mexican border so they could rent a kid and come on a cost. And then get deep into our, I mean, they've infiltrated deep inside our fucking country and everybody knows it. So like I said, the fight's on. Whether you're gonna keep fucking around and sitting on your ass and just waiting for it until, well, they're squeezing you because they have to see this new colonization. It costs. It takes wealth to sustain it. That means more and more your people are going to be out on the goddamn streets. Are you going to fight them in your? You didn't fight them at the border. You didn't fight them coming up in fucking columns. Now, I mean, at first we said we didn't see the columns like we did in Europe. Now you're seeing the columns. We didn't fight them when they were coming at us in columns because the corporation said that there's nothing we can do about it. So there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you corporation are an illegal entity. We the people are the authority and the power of this country. And we should be shooting these son of a bitches down right fucking now. This is a fucking invasion by the definition of the word. Either we're living in some kind of false fucking reality if you don't know that. If you can't see that. But you will fight them. Because they're coming to take everything. And the bottom line is, the goddamn, if there ever was a court, which there's going to be again when we have our common law courts. But you think about it, if there was such a thing as a world court, this world justice, this thing that just appeared one day, you would take the papers in, you'd show the Bill of Rights, you'd explain the whole thing, and say, well, fuck, this is a total fucking fraud. I mean, they committed a fraud. They broke the law. They're criminals. You have a criminal corporate government, not a government, an aristocracy. Because they changed a definition of corporation to mean a person. So you have his, and you know, and you see it with like the, you know, Prince Harry, did you see that he just had his kid? And they're talking that his son is the first one that could actually be either King of England or President of the United States. I heard it the other day. Well, no, he fucking can't. That's why they had to push this Obama thing where they let that son of a bitch in. And the fact that everybody knows that the son of a bitch was a foreigner. His fucking wife stood up when he was became a senator, said the first senator born in fucking Nigeria or wherever in the hell he was born, Nigeria or I'm not sure. It don't sound right. Wherever he was fucking born. Okay, so they got that in people's heads. Oh, if eight fucking
Kenya,
that's it. Thank you, Charlie. But they got that in people's heads, and people accepted that. But the bottom line is, it's just like that nickel in the hand, a simple fucking truth and a simple fucking lie. If you are a natural-born citizen, that means you can be nothing else. That's what natural-born means. That means your dad was a fucking American national, and your mom was a fucking American national, and you were born on this fucking soil. So you can be nothing else. I can't be a dual citizen. I can't, because I'm a natural born American national. That's all I can be. But just like this Marco Rubio or fucking Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio, both of his parents, I'm sure, came here illegally from Cuba. But they were both Cuban citizens. So he's sitting there when he's born, he's a Cuban American. He's got dual passport. To become a senator, he had to renounce his Cuban citizenship, but he could never be fucking president. Why? Because he's not a natural born American. A natural born American is both of your parents were natural born Americans. You can be nothing else. Now see Ted Cruz, same deal. Now he sat there, he was a Canadian on paper. He just went and changed the paperwork. Well, that don't make you naturally born. Because naturally born means you can be nothing else. He had a choice. He could be fucking Cuban. He could be Canadian because he was born in Canada. Or he could be fucking an American because his mom was American. But he was not a natural born American who could be nothing but. That's why they put that in there so that half 90% of the fucking what they're calling your government, of the corporation that is fucking oppressing you right now, as second to third generation motherfuckers who are not even natural born in this goddamn country. And they're oppressing people that can trace their lineage back to the fucking colonies. And that's who they have to get rid of. That's why we have to go in the ditch. It ain't just to starve us down and make us fucking slaves. We have to go in the fucking ditch. Because it goes back through eternity. You have to kill the people off or else their children will come up and they'll find out, here's the paperwork, they stole the fucking country, 300 years later they wipe your ass out. You have to destroy them completely. We have to be destroyed completely. So this war that we're talking about, it's all or nothing. What we got going for us is we're the largest armed force to ever exist on this planet. And they fucking know it. And again, they want them goddamn guns. But again, they ain't got what it takes to take it. If they did, they would have already done it. Does anybody have any doubt in their mind that if they could have already taken our guns, they would have done it? They know they can't fucking do it. So we're playing these games back and forth as they pump more people in. Maybe at some point in the ball game, I mean, there are 7 billion motherfuckers out there. At some point in the ball game, they could get enough people into this country until you just wouldn't have enough bullets. Just like the Chinese charging you. You wouldn't have enough bullets. They would just overwhelm you with their fucking numbers because you couldn't kill them quick enough. You would slaughter them fucking 1,000, 10,000 to one, and it wouldn't be enough. 1 billion is a big number. 7 billion is a bigger number. And if the fucking borders are open right now for a year, how many are they going to get in here? This has to be the final move, people. Get that through your heads. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, just remember that, hey, everybody's an American. That is the Word from the Trenches. What the hell is this? Hmm.